pray it all in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank God for prayers. Genesis 25. Genesis chapter 25. I'm glad. Thank God for the good songs. I'm going to read a few verses here in Genesis 25 and try to preach if God will touch me. The Bible said in Genesis 25, verse number 21, "And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren. The Lord was entreated to him, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived, and the children struggled together within her. And she said, 'If it be so, why am I thus?' And she went to inquire of the Lord, and the Lord said unto her, 'Two nations are in thy womb, two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger.' And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red all over like a hairy garment, and they called his name Esau. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold of Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them." It's an amazing text this morning. There's a lot said right there, and I couldn't cover all the ground, but I had a lot of time. But the thing of it is God set this thing up. Of course, he's in charge. He's the author of all things. And in his good will, he purposed to do is to bring these two into the world for the purposes of God. No man chooses what he does. If he's in the will of God, God's got a plan for what he set up to bring forth what the will of God is. And he chooses to use men in this world to do that. If you're saved, thank God you have a life of God in you. And you have, thank God, the divine touch of the Lord in you this morning. The only thing that keeps me going is him. That's the only way I can go this morning. If God don't touch me, I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble anyway if I do anything in my own strength and flesh. But I find here in this text this morning, these boys had never had been born, never, my friend, had an opportunity, amen, thank God, to choose what took place. It's God that chooses what took place. And I'm glad God did include us, and you ought to rejoice in that. The mercy of God is great this morning, and it really is. To think that God had mercy on me and mercy on you, thank God, in your life. I'm blessed the Lord for it. It's an everyday thing that God has mercy on us. Ain't no good in me this morning besides him. The struggle here was within. If you look at the verse 22, the Bible said the children struggled within her. It was in her, thank God, when the struggle began. And brethren, I'm telling you, it's a struggle within this morning. The struggle that you have and I have is not without, it's within. Thank God, the problem isn't what I have to face in this outside world. The struggle's in my heart. And that's where it's got to be made of peace and rest in him. If you look at something this morning and you say, well, this thing's a convicting. It's things are working in me. It's because God does it. In fact, he put the seed in her. Thank God to bring these two boys, and within the womb, they're struggling. Amen. The word struggle means they just got one another, so to speak. And I won't say this, it was a pressing, thank God, upon these, amen, because they wasn't going to be the same. They were different. Amen. Esau was, amen, the oldest, if you want to say this, he was born first. And Jacob grabbed his heel and came out. And I'm going to tell you this, his own name means heel snatcher. My friend, he was a trickster. Amen. But listen, God had already set it up. And somebody said, well, it looks like Esau. Amen. He was a hunter. He was a favor in his own daddy's eyes. Amen. Why wasn't it him? I don't know. Just God just choosing. Amen. Jacob. He, listen, friend. God ain't looking for how good you are. He knows what you are. And God ain't looking what you can do for him. It's going to be God saving you and doing it for you and doing it through you. And he's looking, thank God, this morning
upon what he set up, and he'll do it. Thank God. You listen, men look at things different than God does. Man would say, in my family, my brother, thank God, had more potential than I did. But it ain't based on that. It's based on, listen, what God chooses to do in a man. And listen, Jacob, amen, wrestled within, thank God, with Esau. And most of your wrestlings are within. The biggest problem you have is yourself this morning. Amen. And ain't the devil, even though he's evil, and he'll do what he could to take us down or devour us. But the worst part about me is me. Amen. It ain't you, it's me. If I have trouble, it's my fault. Amen. It ain't your fault. Amen. No man can make me do anything. Thank God. Listen, it's inwardly. Amen. I read Romans 7 again this morning. And Paul struggled with the flesh or the natural man or the carnal man. He said there was a law in him. Thank God, a law of God was in him. Amen. The law of my friend's mind. The law of, amen, spirituality. Amen. But also there's a law warned against sin. That's called the flesh. That's called sin. That's called self. Amen. Listen, there ain't no good in you this morning. Amen. Apart from God. The only good about you is God. If you're saved, if you're not saved, you're going to live a life, my friend, of just what you want to do. I never had a struggle till I got saved. I never did. No, listen, when I got saved, the war began, because there's me and there's God. And listen, two of them can't sit on the throne. Amen. It's got to be God sitting on the throne. God won't share the throne. Amen. Listen, God's not my co-pilot this morning. If he don't pilot the ship, it ain't going nowhere. Amen. I ain't God. I like what Brother Tonkin said one time. He said, God, you mind if I sit in the back seat? He said, well, the truck would be better. Amen. It's to get out of the way completely and let God take care of it and God handle it. I wonder why we can't trust him this morning. I'll tell you why we can't. Because we lack. I ain't got to put our hand in it. Amen. The only thing you can do is believe. And when you believe, thank God, things will happen. Thank God, Jacob didn't know nothing about that. Amen. But one day, thank God, here he come out of the womb with Esau. And here God said, this elder's going to serve the younger. And it happened too. Amen. Listen, you ain't going to figure him out. Amen. Listen, thank God, Jacob came along. And one day, brother, listen, thank God, hear him, his daddy said, he's a dim eye, he's old. And he tells Esau to go out, thank God, and get some venison and cook it. Amen. And bring it to him. And mother, thank God, Rebecca hears. And she says, this is all God now. Amen. People say, how could God do that? Amen. To fulfill his will. He'll do what he has to fulfill his will. He's going to do what he said. There ain't nothing changing what he said. Listen, friend, you can pray all night. You ain't going to change the mind of God. Thank God, prayer to me is agreeing with him and praying in his will and him acting upon it because he divinely set it up. Thank God to do it. Listen, this one, there's things you can have from him. Thank God is on your table. But if you don't ask him, you don't get it. But there are things, thank God, this morning, listen, God will get glory out of everything. If you, God answered your prayers because he put it in your heart, thank God to pray it, and God on the other end knew it. Amen, that's right. And I'm telling you, brother, listen, thank God, Rebecca said unto Jacob, thank God, if you want the blessing, you're going to have to do what I say. And she went and got a, went and got a kid and made goat meat and took it into Isaac. And Jacob took that goat meat in, and here's the thing. He said, you feel like Esau, but your voice is Jacob's. I heard a man preach one time, and he said it's better to go by the voice than the feeling. Isaac went by the feeling. When he felt him, he had them goat skins on his arms and the smell of the field. And therefore, he ate the goat meat. He couldn't even discern it wasn't venison. He ate goat meat. I have never ate goat meat. Amen. I have ate deer meat, but I never have ate goat meat. I don't know what kind of contrast it is with all that, but I'll say this. Amen. It ain't no good, is it, Brother Keith? But he ate it and he blessed Jacob. Amen. He put his blessing on Jacob. And of course, Esau come in the field, God, and brought the venison, and God, he couldn't bless him. Amen. Not the way that he had set up. Amen. Because the setup deal was for Jacob. Amen. God chose Jacob. It wasn't no good he seen in him now. That's just the way a sinner is. Ain't no good that he sees in you. Thank God he just does it by the goodness of God, the purpose of God, the pleasure of God, the work of God. It's all that way, friend. I'm telling you this morning, now I know a lot of people's going to, and it's good to think, amen, and really think on what I'm preaching this morning, that listen, God has set this thing up, and he ain't looking for a good man. God's looking, thank God, for that sinner man that he can save and put his spirit in, and the world look at you and say, how did that happen to that man? How did that happen to that woman? How in the world, thank God, could she be a liar? Amen, and thank God, amen, because he lied to his daddy. He said, I'm Esau. He said, I'm Esau. He wasn't Esau. He was Jacob. But he told him he was. Amen. He got the blessing. Thank God, because he done what Esau was going to do. Amen. And tricked his daddy. And then, of course, you know, it was the birthright first before that. Amen. Where he, thank God, sold the pottage unto Jacob. Amen. The birthright. And he, thank God, gave up his birthright. The firstborn had the birthright, had privileges and blessings. Amen. He gave that up for a bowl of soup. Amen. Really, that's what he done. Thank God. And Jacob got the blessing. Amen. And so they're wrestling now. Listen, friend, the struggle's within you. There's things that you'll struggle with in life. I wish it wasn't like that. But there's wars and there's strugglings and there's temptations and there's things that you face every day of your life. Amen. And listen, why did God choose you? Why did God choose me? Amen. Why did God choose to work in us? Why did God save us? Amen. Why, friend? Thank God, did God do it like he did? Because, friend, to get glory to himself. And the whole thing is, everything God does, he gets glory in. Amen. Listen, he's not looking for somebody, thank God, my friend, that's equipped. He's looking for somebody that's not equipped. He's looking for somebody that can't do it. He's looking for somebody that can't bring it forth. That's what he's doing. Amen. Listen, thank God, I'm telling you this morning, that the struggle is within. Amen. And you'll have struggles in this life. But God says, I can help you. God says, I can take care of it. God says, I can give it to you. God says, I'll bless you. Not that you deserve the blessing, but that's the way it is. I'm going to bless you. God don't bless sin, but he does bless the sinner. He does bless us, thank God. He blessed the sinner man. Thank God, he gives help to him. Thank God, he gives grace to him. And the self-righteous man says, wonder why I'm better than he is, and God's a blessing him. Amen. That's right. He did not look at you and say that he saw any good in you. He saw a deceived heart. He saw a misled heart. He saw you doing everything you wanted to and yet loved you. Amen. He saw what he was getting when he got you. He saw what he was getting when he got me. It fathoms my mind to think that God would take us knowing what he was getting. But the thing it was on him. Amen. It's under him and by him and through him. And it was on him. He says, I know Robinson. Amen. I know Hall. Amen. I know Redmond. Thank God, I know Cananese. I know Hyatt. Amen. They're no good. But that's who I want. Amen. That's why I want to glorify my name in. I want to use him in my kingdom, and that's who I want, even though he's going to struggle still, even though he's going to have battles, even though he's going to fall short, even though he don't have, I ain't got what it takes. Amen. I got what it takes. I know how to bring him up. I know how to use him. I know how to bless him, because of my son, the Lord Jesus. I ain't got, I'll take him in. He died for him. He rose for him. I ain't got, he saved him. Amen. And within him, thank God, is the Holy Ghost, amen, that lives in him, that makes him different, amen. And so somebody says to me, why can't I do that? Because God has to do it. Without me, you can do nothing. Why do I think different now? Because God made my mind think different through His Spirit. I'm a fleshly man. I mean, you are too. We still have the same nature we had before we were saved. It's a whole lot worse battle now because we know we can't yield to it and be blessed of God. But we know that the blessing comes through Christ in us, and the only way God's ever going to bless us is that way. So my flesh still wants stuff. My flesh still looks at stuff. If you get placed in the flesh, it ain't no stopping point. It'll keep running and running and running. Amen. But listen, Jacob had to go through some things, and you listen to me. You'll have to go through some things in life if you're ever going to go further with God. If you look at Jacob, he had a battle with his own brother Esau. He had a battle with his father-in-law Laban. He went down there and worked, I think, for 14 years. Amen. Listen, he wanted Rachel. He didn't want Leah. Thank God, man. He kissed Rachel at the well. Amen. Listen, lifted up his voice and wept. Said, this is the one. Amen. But when marriage night come, amen. Thank God he put a belt on Leah. Thank God and said, here she is. Takes her in this tent. Amen. Finds out it's not Rachel, it's Leah. He had to go through that. Listen to me. When things don't go the way you think in life, that's God allowing that, because God's allowed that to bring forth fruit in your life, and wait on Him and believe Him. And you say, wonder why everything's going wrong. God's against me. Oh, He's for you. But He's got to work them things in your life and my life. Thank God, because struggles come, and without struggles you don't know, thank God, the victory, and you don't, thank God, trust Him the way you ought to. And so here it is, folks. This is just the way it is. And I'm getting there, but it's a slow moving. It's a slow moving that God put things in my life and allowed me to have some things that I didn't want for His purpose. He said, I'm a put you through a trial. And here's the thing. I'm going through a hardship. Battles within. You ever thought, I said this not long ago, I think I even said it the other night. Somebody in here or somewhere was talking about anger. And I made the statement to somebody, I don't know who it was, and I said, you know, God's really helped me with that. And then it's like God withdrew from me. This governor, He puts on you and says, you ain't gonna be as angry as you used to be. And for about the next week, everything made me mad. I mean, I got angry at people on the road. I got angry at telemarketers, and that's all right sometimes, but it just wasn't a good attitude. I told one woman, I ain't got on the phone about, she charged me $100 more than what my phone bill was. And I ain't going to say all the said. Amen. But I did tell her he don't know his back end from the woods. Amen. Because he said this and didn't do it. And I just was aggravated. Amen. And you know what? About 5 o'clock one morning, the Holy Ghost woke me up. And He said, you know, you said these things. And now you seeing just really who you are. Amen. You really are this person. Thank God, you are deceived. Amen. To think that you can overcome anything or you do anything in the flesh. Amen. He let me know that I wasn't nothing but Jacob. Amen. I was a Jacob. And brother, I'm telling you, I am in the flesh a Jacob. Thank God, I'm still the same. I can still be deceiving. I can still be wrong. Thank God, in what I do and the motive I do it in. Thank God, I'm telling you, the problem is within. And the only hope of man's God's God Himself. Amen. So he had to work another 7 years. It didn't seem long to him because he loved her so much, and he got Rachel. Remember how they struggled after that, him and Laban? They struggled. And then one night, God gave him the okay to go, and Laban still followed him. And they got in that match down there about that idol. Remember that? And Rachel sat on it. Remember that? And they went on. Still with idols in their camp. You know why you struggle with idols? Because you love them. I want to ask you a question this morning. Ask myself this. Is there anything that I'm not willing to part with that pleases the flesh. Because that becomes an idol. That becomes something that you're not going to let go of. Rachel wouldn't let go of it. She sat on it. Remember that? She said the manner of women's done. And then he sat on that idol. And Laban went on. He kissed his daughters. Amen. Thank God they made a covenant there. And Laban went on and Jacob went his way. Amen. They get down there. Thank God. Amen. And Jacob, he separates from here. Esau's coming to see him. Amen. But what happened that night? Struggle. Thank God he got down there and he had to wrestle with, thank God, the angel or Jesus or God. Amen. Whatever you want to say, it was all the Lord. He saw the Lord face to face at Peniel. And what'd they do? They wrestled. Amen. I wouldn't wrestle you because you're bigger than me, stronger than me, and everything else. But you know what? Sometimes that's the only way you're going to get, amen, to see where you're at. He had to wrestle with somebody who was greater than him. He had to wrestle. Listen, it said, and I've got to go to it. I didn't read it this morning. I believe it said the angel of the Lord met him and they wrestled till the break of day. And he said, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Jacob." You'll never go no further in the Christian life till you admit to who you are. I don't mean this in a bad way, but I don't know else how to say it. Anybody that comes in here and thinks they're something, they're nothing. I don't care. It don't matter. It don't have to be in here. It be anywhere. Anybody that thinks I'm the gift, or I'm the man, or I'm the woman, you're really bad shape. He had to say, listen, I don't tell you, ain't one of you better than nobody else. And I'll say that to me. Joel Hyatt ain't better than nobody. This is equal ground right here. God loves you as much as he loves me. Yes, sir. Amen. He loves that little boy right there as much as he loves the oldest man in this church. That's right. So Jacob had to be wrestled with to admit who he was. See, hardship and things of struggles in your life has to be come in your life that you might find out who you are. You ain't got it whooped. I don't care how long you've been saved. I don't care how long you've been going to church. I don't care, my friend, who your daddy is. It don't matter. You're going to face struggles. And God's going to let you. Listen, I felt this, Brother Keith. I'm telling you, I've done been experienced this. Amen. When I got high-minded when I was a young preacher, amen, and thought I could preach and thought I knew everything. And brother and I'd tell him what I thought. Amen. And God said, your time's coming. When you say, well, I'm telling you, you hear about them people, just remember, you're depraved. You're depraved too. God pulled off you, you could do anything. And that's literal. He had to ask him his name. He said, what's your name? He said, my name's Jacob. Jacob. In other words, I'm the supplanter. I'm the deceiver. Laban deceived him. Later on, we'll talk about that in just a minute. His sons deceived him. I'm not preaching four generation curse. I ain't preaching that. But I am preaching this. If daddy becomes a liar, most of the time, it'll affect his son. You hear me? I don't mean it always is going to happen because you ain't gonna corner God in anything. But I'm going to tell you what, brother, that gum bloodline, it goes further than what people think. You a chip off the old block. Yeah, I am too. Amen. I saw Keith Redmond's daddy when he had cancer and went up there and talked to him and had prayer with him and looked at that man's picture on the mantle or the piano, whatever it was, sitting over there, Brother Keith, the table. And I said, my goodness, how much you look like your daddy. You know why? That's the bloodline. I was thinking this morning when he come in. The little boy back there. Amen. Jonathan Todd Robinson III. The bloodline. You ever notice that you don't have to follow somebody around long? If you hear them talk, you'll say, that's a Robinson. Oh, yeah. Or the looks. Or that's a Parker. Look at Robert's picture and his daddy's picture at his mama's house. And I say, goodness, surely Parker's again. Come on. And I didn't get my daddy or my mama. They better look at me, but I did get Wooly. I got my grandpa. I had a man tell me, he said not long ago, he said, boy, your grandpa, I mean, you look just like him. And I got some actions like him because I was around him a lot. But I'm going to tell you what, them two people back there, I got their life in me, really. There are seeds in me in a physical way. You want to hear what I've got to say about that? There's seeds in me in a physical way, but his seed's in me in a spiritual way. And there's going to be some actions of God, Brother Joe, that's in us. And I'm telling you, Jacob had to find out who, he had to admit to who he was. If he never had, thank God, he said, I'm Jacob. He said, you ain't going to be Jacob no longer. You're going to be called Israel. Amen, thank God. And you'll have power with God and men. And he said, thank God, listen. Amen, he walked different. Amen, listen. Thank God, he become the father of the 12 tribes of Israel. So God had it set up for him, but he had to get to that place to find out what his lot was. Amen. Amen. Buddy, I'm telling you, when you're going through hard times, sitting down there at the house or you riding down the road, you're thinking, how can this be? I mean, how can these things be? I never would have thought I'd be going through this. This is what you got to say to yourself. You got to say, God's allowed it for his purpose. You can't listen. Even a failure. Even a sin that God never ordained, but he allowed, and he knows that we got sin in us anyway, and that ain't an excuse to do it, but I'm just being honest, brother. The closer you get to God, you're saying like Paul, woe is me. I'm a wretched man. You're going to wrestle with that, son. God's going to knock. Listen, you're 28, I believe. You're saying 29. Are you going to be 28 or are you going to be 29? 29 years old. God, listen, I'm 63 years old. I could tell him some things I've been through, but that ain't going to change him. He's going to have to go through some things. Amen. And he's been through some things. But there's things that we go through in life that God is knocking us and chipping on us and conforming us. And he's saying, you ain't ready to go there. You're not ready to face that. But there is a time, thank God, that I'm going to bring you to. And you're going to be in this place. But the first thing you got to do is wrestle all night. Amen. And thank God, friend. God said, let me go. And Jacob said, I ain't going to let you go till you bless me. I got to have something different. I got to have you to do something for me. Whenever you think you've arrived, you just ain't yet. And then the last one is, Jacob has these 12 sons. And he did love Joseph more than others, the Bible says, because it was son of Rachel. Rachel had two sons, Jacob and Benjamin. Yeah, Joseph and Benjamin. He favored Joseph, brother. He loved Joseph. He made him a coat of many colors and just as a blessing from him. And one day, Joseph goes to check on his brothers. You know the record of this great picture right there of how his brothers turned on him. And they knew that Jacob loved Joseph. Can I say this? And I don't know how to preach this to the fullest, but because it was a will of God. But the thing of it is, brother, his brothers was jealous over Joseph. Jealousy's a bad thing, but I'm telling you, listen, when a parent, amen, favors one over the other, it can produce that. Now, how to do that, I don't know, because I'm just telling you, brother, that's the flesh. Amen. But I'll say this, it was all in the plan for Joseph to be thrown in the pit, Joseph to be sold to Ishmaelites, Joseph to go to Egypt, Joseph to go to prison,
You don't keep going, brother. Keep going, all them struggles. Keep going. Where are you going, Joseph? I mean, you're in prison and they won't even come at the, ain't God the one that got out of prison wouldn't even go tell that you could interpret dreams. Keep going, Joseph. You're going through all this, but I'm taking you somewhere.
Yes.
Then one day the king had that dream.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And the only one to interpret it was Joseph. Yes. 7 years of plenty, 7 years of famine. And who is going to be the governor of the land to distribute the food while people need it to live? And he said, there's not another man like Joseph that has the spirit of God in him. That's what Pharaoh said. Pharaoh said that about... Listen, folks, just listen to what I'm about to tell you. Your life testifies before the lost world that you got the Holy Ghost in you. He lived a good life. He never blamed God. He listen, if you look at Joseph, amen, thank God he lived a pure life. Even he ran from Potiphar's wife. Amen. Here's a 17-year-old boy. Amen. Probably my friend knows how old she was. Probably a middle-aged woman. Amen. Probably a nice-looking woman. And says, lie with me. Amen. And thank God he ran out of the house. She grabbed his garment and lied on him. Amen. I'm going to get to this last point here. The brothers, when they sold him to the Ishmaelites, they said, we can't go back. We're going to have to tell daddy that we found his garment. And they dipped it in blood, in the animal's blood, goat blood, I think it was. And they took that garment back. He said, here, we found this garment. They knew whose garment it was. The whole, if you fall short of the whole truth, you fall short of it all. Half truth is not truth. And they took it back, and Jacob, when he saw that garment, he said, this is Joseph's. And he wept, and he grieved, and thought he was dead. And the whole time he's sitting down there in Egypt, about ready to be put as governor of the land. And him and daddy was going to send his boys down there to get corn because of the famine. And here sat their brother on the throne, well shaven. All the Israelites had beards and was circumcised. The Egyptians wasn't circumcised and they didn't have beard. I mean, they didn't. They shaved. I mean, that's the book. He said when he got out, he shaved. That's what he said. When he come out of prison, he shaved. And here they come, and I think it's the third visit, or third time they go away, he couldn't withhold himself. He reveals himself to his brothers. He said, I'm Joseph. And the first thing they thought is, we're guilty of Joseph. And Joseph said, no, the Lord sent me here for your deliverance. Get this. This is a hard pill to swallow. It's God's truth. You might have to suffer a long time before you get any glory. You might have to go through a lot in life before these struggles of life. You'll struggle with preaching. I'll struggle with preaching. It's just a struggle you go through. God ain't going to give you honey every time you get up. I've had to grind meat and preach to the walls and everything else in 30-some years. What you going to do? Just do it. Amen. Get up. You know it ain't going nowhere as far as what you know. And for about 6 months, just preach to the wall. I'm preaching to the wall, and everybody's sitting there looking at me like, what you saying, man? And you feel like saying, what in the world, God? I mean, I believe I'm preaching the truth, and ain't nobody moving, nothing going on. What in the world? I mean, what in the world? He says, well, you're going through this for a purpose. Heart surgery's a purpose. Dislocated shoulder even not long ago is a purpose. There's struggles in physical things. There's struggles in family things. There's struggle in financial things. And God says all these things together is going to make you the man that I want you to be.
Amen. Amen.
Because there ain't no way under the sun you can stand. You can stand. You can stand before another person or another group of people if you ain't been through it. There ain't no way in the world. I mean, I told Brother Keith this many a time. There ain't no way I could, unless I've been through what this man's been through, I cannot comfort him to the fullest. I can comfort him with my heart because I love him. I cannot. The only one that can give him the full comfort that he needs is God himself, Jesus Christ. But you ain't going to never help nobody if you ain't never been through it. If you ain't never been saved, how can you help anybody in salvation? If you never have been called, how can you ever, ain't God help somebody that ain't been called? Listen, friend, it's all that way. God sets it up, the struggle of life's there. Amen, you young men, enjoy childhood as long as you can. Enjoy it. Don't wish your life away and say, I can't wait till I get to be 16 so I can get my car and drive and get a job, make money, and get me a little old girlfriend. Now see, I'm trying to go backwards. Why? Been there. I couldn't wait to get my driver's license. I remember the day Daddy lifted, thank God, the pressure off of me. Because I'm not a good driver. Say amen. He'll say amen. He knows it. He's the one backing me in that garage down there. One day, John knows it too. He's back on the back row. They had that flatbed truck. He backed it in. He said, pull the truck out. Well, it's kind of close to the size. I ended up taking half the side with me. Knocked a part of the wood out. Here's John coming out of the office. He said, what's going on around here? Well, you got to guess. Joel's driving. When Daddy took me down there, I couldn't wait to get 16. He said, now listen, if you don't get it today, we'll come back tomorrow. I said, phew, that's good. So I had that little red Volkswagen, went down there and got that old mean woman. You don't remember her, don't you? If you ever been down here in Rowan County, she's rough. She'd always come out like she never smiled. Get in the car. Back up proper. Turn right there. Do a 3-point turn. And the only thing she ever said to me is, you turned a little sharp right there. I said, yes, ma'am. When we got back, she said, well, let's come on in and get your picture taken. I said, phew, thank God. You know why God, listen, I'm honest with you. You know why God allows me to not, I don't know much. I really don't know much. Is everything I do, I got to trust him.
Amen.
Everything I do, I got to trust him. God gets you in a position in your life. Hey, man, you got some strength, and God says, all right, this is this man's strength. I'm a cripple his strength. I'm going to knock his strength out of him because his strength will be his strength, and it won't be my strength. And the struggle comes on in life. Amen. Listen, thank God that, friend, struggles are really good for us, even though we don't like them. It's for a purpose of God. And I'm telling you, you're going to have them. Thank God, there's a lot of people in this church that's got a lot of physical issues. I got some myself. I got heart disease. You get bad ribs and bad backs. And amen. You're in the 80s, so that's just natural to have them. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you got them shoulders like that. And you go to here, Brother Todd faces back trouble. Brother Robert faces back trouble. Amen. You face some too. I saw this man here. I said, you need to go to the doctor. He won't go. Man cut his leg open with a chainsaw, wouldn't go to the doctor. Sewed it up himself. Whatever he done. Put tape on it, them things that bring it together. I mean, I'm not just talking about a little cut. So one day, the old kidney stone hit him. I don't never want them, Lord. I ain't saying this. I don't want that test. I saw this man here, said he was helping me. He said, it's killing me. He said, let's take me to the hospital. God knows how to put us down. You know what? Whole time he's saying, I love you, son, but I'm just trying to help you. Amen. That's right. I love you, son, but I'm just trying to help you. He ain't trying to do nothing, but he is doing it.
Yep.
You know why I thought about the church here and all these things, and I mentioned different things. Miss Linda got her leg run over. I asked God, I said, why Miss Linda? He said, because it's my will, purpose. Everybody goes through everything. It rains on the just and unjust. Every house gets rain on it. He will sometimes. He'll bypass your house. But brother, most time when a storm comes, it's going to come your way too. Miss Sylvia's had heart surgery. Miss Linda, you've had things. I mean, it just go over the whole church. All the whole church has got afflictions and hardships and problems. And I said to God one day, I said, Lord, I mean, we got a church full of people that's sick and hurt backs and hurt legs and heart troubles and everything else. And really the whole answer to that is, that's because he set it up that way. And here's what he's doing. I got to quit, but I got to say this. He's squeezing everything out of you that he can get what he wants. And I'll say this and I'm through. Jacob got down to a dying. He went to Egypt. Amen. Took the 70. Laid on his deathbed. Got up and told every son of his their fate really, or what was going to be a blessing, or what that was going to take a place in their life. Every son, he told them. Yes, sir. That's just the way I picture it. Old Jacob told his sons. He laid in his bed, pulled a sheet cover over him, and died. Yes, sir. He died. He didn't struggle in death. He struggled in life, but he didn't struggle in death. You better listen to me. It'd be better to struggle in life than to struggle in death. It'd be better to die in peace and have the peace of God in your heart and going through all these troubles we go through in this life than to struggle at death. God bless you. I love you. But that's the truth. Pray for us, Brother Redmond.